Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. A lot of times people, when they decide not to look at the Lord or seek first the kingdom of God, they miss out on a lot of wonderful happenings. Because when you look to the Lord can, He can bless. And I'm not saying that lightly. He can take something a little bit and do so much with it. He took a prophet that had fallen into rebellion. He decided not to go preach in Nineveh. And instead of going east, he went west. And he got on a ship and tried to sail away. And he was so angry with those people, he told the sailors to throw him off the ship. And they obeyed, and the Lord prepared a fish that took him back to land. Now this was Jonah. The Lord was very merciful with him. And he used one message to save an entire nation. As we follow God, never underestimate what God can do with a little bit. And with a few people. If you're looking, sometimes our expectations can become our focus. And when it doesn't go the way we plan, we feel like failures. But if you're obeying God, you cannot, it's impossible for you to be a failure. If you're doing the things that he give you to do continually, you cannot be a failure. Your project may not be as big as may not seem to be as great as others. But that doesn't mean you're a failure. You gotta try, you know, when you go in God's presence, you learn things for what they are. You learn to treasure what God treasures. And you learn the wisdom of God. When the Lord preached the Sermon on the Mount, a lot of people walked away like the rich young ruler, just as sad as they could be, because they knew that they were not going to do any of those things. They were driven by power. Some people want power. They want to have the upper hand without serving others. And that's the world system. That's how the world system is. It wants to be great, it wants to be significant, it wants to be seen, it wants worship. That's how the world system is. That's how Satan is. And that's how Lucifer became. He wanted to be preeminent. But God is life. Life is foundation. Life serves. Life does things by order. And the assignments that God gives, He evaluates everything. He evaluates you, what He created you to do and be, and the calling He gives you, the assignments He gives you, the gifts He gives you to do it with. All those things are lined up. And as long as we're willing and obedient, it works. No matter how it looks, it works. No matter how it seems, it works. No matter how far you go or how far you don't seem to get, it still works. And a lot of people don't know that about God. Jesus took the little boy's lunch and fed 5,000 men and all of their families that were with him. Now, if you want to hear a message, a good one, on the website, it's either the audio page 1 or audio page 2. There's a link called Classic, and Brother Horton did the most excellent job teaching that Sunday school lesson, and it opened my eyes to so many things. And he did another one called Onion Layers. Every Christian needs to listen to those two. And it's on the first audio page on this website, or the second audio page. I think it was so wonderful, I put it on both. So it's not on the third page. I may put it on the third page today, but everybody needs to hear those messages because they are so awesome. And he taught how the Lord took the little boy's lunch and multiplied. But he said, this is how it is in the kingdom of God. You take everything you got and you give it to God, and he'll bless it and he'll multiply it back to you. Now, I'm not going to preach that sermon because Brother Horton already did. You're just going to have to go to that link and you'll hear it for yourself. And if you listen to the whole thing, you'll understand the heart of God and prosperity and how it works. Now, sometimes people don't understand prosperity. They're looking at it from the wrong angle sometimes. A lot of churches are against the prosperity message because some people have abused it. Now, God gave us prosperity. You can ask for what you will and it will be done. Now, the foundational part is you got to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, then you can ask what you will and it will be done. And John clarified it even more in 1 John, that if you ask whatever you ask according to his will, he hear you. All those things are understood. But sometimes people want to get God to bless them with 5 houses, 5 cars, 10 planes, whatever they want, and they can't be satisfied. You can't live in but one house at a time. You can't live in but one car at a time. It takes a lot of money and insurance to keep all those things going. Now, after a while, your quality of life is going to go down if you got too much to manage. But if you follow God and his righteousness, you're going to be serving people, being a blessing to people, and you're going to be doing things that really matter. And that's more important. Now, but people do it however they want to. And sometimes people make the wrong decisions to get those great things. And then they don't have time to enjoy it because it's too much. And it takes too much business just to keep it going. Then you got to hire people to keep it clean. It becomes ridiculous. But if you follow God, everything will be in order. And what's happening is people are not learning the order that they could be learning. The only way you'll learn the foundational things that I'm talking about is to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. In other words, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. If you're looking at the Lord, you're going to learn things that need to be learned. You're going to experience joy on another level. You can't experience the kind of joy I'm talking about if your whole life is consumed with becoming preeminent. Now, sometimes people do foundational things and it turns out to be that way. And when you ask people how it happened, they don't know. They just kept obeying God and it works out. And sometimes it becomes impressive. But see, the people that do that, they never look at what they're doing. They're looking at God. They're looking at, you know, when you look at him, he trained you and he give you insight and you have... You're prepared to do what you're looking at. What's next? You're looking at him. You're seeing things from a foundational level. You're looking up. And, you know, it's like Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind, looking forward to those things which are before. If you look to the Lord, all that works out. You don't have to make something greater than it is. You don't need success to prove that you're somebody. because we're completing him. If you, it doesn't matter what stage of ministry you achieved, whether you're just starting or whether you're farther along. If you're completing him, you don't need those things to prove that you're successful. And preeminence is something that's really not necessary. But when you follow God, everything is in place and things are right. The most important things is what Jesus taught. And those are the things that I'm going to do. And those are the foundational things that I'm going to operate in. And from there, I can go forward. And I want to. Now, the Lord takes, he can take a little and do so much with it. The word that you teach others, that word helps them not make poor decisions, and it helps them make greater decisions. Now, it's up to their faith. And whatever they need the most, they'll use. And they can govern their lives by the word. And the Lord's going to bless you for being there for them. Now, the other portion of that word that they may not use today can be stored in their heart. And one day, they'll be able to say the right thing to the right person at the right time. The Holy Spirit will draw it out and cause them to be a greater blessing. And that's what I want to do. I want to keep doing what God gave me to do. Everything that he gave me to do is successful. Everything that he gave me to do works. Everything that he gave me to do is part of his operation. Because I believe in what I'm doing. And I have faith for everything God, all the revelation God gave me. That's what I believe. And I have to believe so that it can work properly. And every day I confess that I believe those things. And you have to drive your life. You have to put a demand on the kingdom of God by speaking life to what you're doing. When people stop doing that, they forgot the face of their father. Like they said in that movie I watched. When you forget the face of your father, now you're trying to make something happen that's not going to be. But when you abide in him and you're thriving in him, you're looking to him, everything works properly. And the wisdom you receive as you do it is astounding. The joy that your full joy is astounding to you. It's amazing. And all the things that God give us to do helps us to go forward. It's a blessing to us. God can take us to and help us do much greater things. Everything God gives us, all the wonderful things he teaches us as we grow in him, having faith in what we're doing, it works. And there's no pressure at all. None. Jesus said, learn of me. And everybody that do it, they can enjoy their life better. There are people who learn of Jesus and they stay focused on him. And when they do that, they learn things they can't learn any other way. But everybody else is doing it the hard way. They feel pressure, and if you're a leader and you get under pressure, then you put pressure on other people. And you're throwing the whole operation out of balance by putting pressure on people because you fear you're going to not be successful, or you fear that you're not going to succeed, or you're worrying about it. And everybody that worry, they reduce their strength and they start operating in fear. And the whole thing goes sideways. But when you follow God, everything stays balanced. Or it becomes balanced and remains balanced. See, we come to the Lord as we already got to deal with the things that are not. The things we haven't learned. The things we don't see yet. And those things aggravate our purpose. But see, when you look to the Lord, you gain clarity. Now, something happened to me. I learned principles. I was believing God for my business. But in ministry, I always look to the Lord. And I had no pressure in ministry. None. There were things that I didn't understand, but as I continued to follow God, I became aware of them, and I began to understand. And it took the pressure of ministry off my life. And I said, Lord, I'm just going to enjoy you, and I'm going to follow you, and I'm going to do it your way. I'm not going to do it my way. Now, everything was working real smooth in ministry. I did everything. I was doing things that God gave me systematically. As I talked about in other broadcasts, I learned principles and they worked, and I did better and better. Like the time God taught me the word virtue. And that made a lot of things clear to me. All right. In business, I was not the same in business. In business, I had a lot of problems that I was trying to solve. And I didn't know how to prosper. I didn't know that I could command my angels to bring me cash, and they would, and people would call. Whenever I need money, I ask the angels to bring me cash, and people call me about transmissions and motors, and they have the money for it. And sometimes I feel overwhelmed by it. And lately I've been so busy this year I haven't been doing that as much, so I can get a little break. Another thing, this is something else: worry, stress, and fear. There were worries and there were fears that went unchecked. It got by me. I didn't realize. A few years ago, I learned something. The Lord taught me about fear many years ago. In like 06 or 07, he taught me some things about fear, how fear is a driver. When he taught me that, I started driving fear out of my life. And I was not a fearful person, per se. But in business, I wouldn't rest until I made a certain amount of money. Now that's fear. And I didn't realize it. And I learned a few years after I learned about fear, how if whatever you fear attaches Satan to your life in that area. So what was happening was I would make a certain amount of money and then stop. And I would have barely enough or just a little bit less than I needed every month, and it caused me to get in debt. And I didn't realize. I prayed. I said, Lord, I'm missing something. I knew something was wrong. I just didn't know what it was. When things are not moving along, that's the time to pray and seek God. And then, by doing so, I was made aware of the fact that I had unchecked fears. Now, in business, I was like that for a long time. It was hidden in my habit system. See, doubt can exist in different parts of your being. The Lord taught me that, too. I always fought doubt in my mind. You know, I don't let it get in my heart. And then I fought it in my mind. But it can exist in your body by pain. It can exist in lack of experience. Whatever is big in your eyes, it can cause you to doubt. Now, what you focus on changes everything. Now, in my life, in business, for years, when I first started, I felt threatened. I felt like I got to make money. And I get up thinking, I felt like I really got to hit it hard today. And that's how I did. And I got to get out there and do this and that. And I put pressure on myself. All right. I was look. It caused that caused me to look at my problem, what I didn't have, what I needed. Those things were big in my eyes. And God will bless you. And God was small in my eyes in that area. Now in ministry, not so much. I was focused on the Lord. And it was just it was a breeze. Ministry was always a breeze because of the way I did it. And I realized recently that all those years in my habit system, I was focused on what I was trying to do. And that was bigger than God in my eyes. So the change I'm making, I'm looking at God in business. And the business is going to be just as successful as the ministry from this point on. Now, once I stopped fearing, I started doing better. And I started making more money and getting more done. But when you look to the Lord, you see everything for what it is, as it is in real time. And you can judge better. And you can do better. So now I'm about to enjoy even greater success. And money management skills will increase. Everything increases. Your marriage increases. When you look to the Lord, sometimes your spouse may seem like a knucklehead. Not being mean, but it may look like they'll never be at their best level. But that's not true. When you look to the Lord, you'll see what a blessing they really are. You'll see things for what they are, as they are. People are a blessing more than you realize. And also, their potential is always great in the Lord. And the Lord knows how to help the both of you go forward. So nobody gets to be a knucklehead. Never believe the worst about people. And I use that word to alert people. That's how people feel. But if you look at the person, you focus on one thing that they're not doing. But if you wrote down everything they do in a day's time, everything, most of it's favorable. And they're really not a knucklehead. They may have stress that they never dealt with. They may have fears they never dealt with. So in the Lord, first of all, your spouse is your family. That's your closest relative. You have to, whatever's lacking, seek to be a blessing and pray for wisdom, especially if you do 1 Peter 1 and 2. Well, the 1 Peter, the whole book. If you incorporate that, the first book of Peter in your life, all your relationships will grow and become healthy. And the only way God won't cross a person's will, but people can be inspired to do better. And it can happen if if somebody starts the process. So God loves us. We have so much potential is what I'm saying. And the Lord knows how to bring about the positive change. But looking at him, that's the key. And that can be hard to do if you keep looking at the problems and what's not. Always look at him. Don't consider the problems. Look at him. And everything will be, you'll see it for what it is and you'll know what to do. And the change will be easy for you. And I'm saying that because that's precisely what happened in ministry. That's what I preach. But in other categories of my life, I do the same thing and I always have success. Faith looks to God. Fear looks to man. Pride looks within. So don't look to man and don't look within. Look to the Lord. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus is our Lord.